At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Rob Longo.
Hi, friends. Welcome to today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, the official podcast of the Charlotte Hornets, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat associates of your Charlotte Hornets. Rob Longo with you today following Charlotte's loss in Atlanta last night, 132-91. Yes, it is unfortunately a Silver Linings edition of the HHC here today. Lengthy layoff. Hornets had multiple days off after their loss in Orlando on Tuesday, but still came up short in this one. Fourth consecutive loss here for the Hornets as of late, now 17-53, and that loss officially mathematically eliminates the Hornets from play-in tournament contention here this season. So, unfortunately, second consecutive year, the Hornets will not be partaking in postseason basketball. We'll recap this one. We will provide you with our silver lining performances. There were a couple to pick from in this one as well. And with the remaining 12 games of the season, what do we want to see from this Hornets team moving forward against one of the toughest schedules in the NBA remaining? And helping me out with all of these topics on this edition of the HHC, it's the one and only lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Pirelli. Sam, thank you for joining me on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Hopefully you were able to rest up here over the last couple days. Clearly I was not able to, considering that my voice is a little not 100% here, for lack of a better term, but happy to have you on this edition of the HHC as always.
Yes, thank you for having me. It has been a little weird only having two games in the span of what will be, I think, 8 days total. So couldn't come at a better time, just given there's a lot of basketball on with the NCAA tournament and everything. So you can kind of balance Hornets and with some college hoops as well.
So let's go ahead and break this one down for you here. Is there'll be no rest for the wicked here moving forward. Hornets will have a game either every day or every other day for the remaining 12 games of the season. But in this one last night, both sides missing a lot of pieces. No LaMelo Ball, Mark Williams, Seth Curry, Cody Martin, Bryce McGowan's, or JT Thor in this one for the Hornets. Atlanta was holding out some of its key pieces as well. Trae Young is still out with a hand injury. Sadiq Bey did not play. Onyeka Okongwu and Jalen Johnson, all of them were not available, as it was a very back and forth first quarter. Hornets had a lead there a couple times as well. Atlanta was able to shoot 60% from the field. Hornets, in fact, shot 61% from the field, but the Hawks were able to go 3-for-7 from beyond the arc compared to just 2-for-5 from Charlotte. So the Hawks led it 30-28 after the first quarter of play. Miles Bridges had 12 points in that first quarter. And then we go to that second quarter where Atlanta was really able to just roll in the final about 7.5 minutes of that first half. They closed the second half or the second quarter on a 27-12 run in the final 7:29. They ended up outscoring Charlotte 36-20 in the second quarter, and Atlanta had a 66-48 lead going into the locker room. Hawks were shooting 53%. Hornets were shooting at about a 46% clip, but the Hawks were 8-21 from three. Charlotte just 4-16, and the Hawks got to the free throw line a little bit more, 10-11 at the stripe, as Miles Bridges had a game-high 15 points. Trey Mann with a sneaky stat line at halftime, 6 points, 7 assists. DeJounte Murray had 12 points and 7 assists on the other side there for the Hawks. As Bruno Fernando was a little bit of a spark plug for Atlanta as well. He had 13 points in the first half. And we go to the third quarter. Hornets looked like they were going to potentially be on the comeback trail. They got it down to 10 just 90 seconds into the third quarter. It was an 8-0 run for Charlotte. Atlanta called a timeout, and the Hawks countered with a 23-8 run of their own, outscoring Charlotte 33-26 in that third quarter, basically putting this one to bed. 25-point lead going into the fourth frame for the Hawks, 99-74. DeJounte Murray had 12 of his 28 in that third quarter. Five other players were already in double figures for the Hawks. Miles Bridges was able to pop off for 10 points in that third frame. Brandon Miller was able to reach double figures as well. But Atlanta continued to stay hot, shot 64% from the field in the fourth quarter, 5 of 11 from beyond the arc to really put this one to bed. 33-17, they outscore the Hornets in the fourth quarter to make it a 132-91 win for Atlanta. So again, not a whole lot going on in this one, especially in the second half, Sam, but just felt like whenever the Hornets broke the lineup, and I know Steve Clifford talked about this after the game, whenever Charlotte broke the lineup and they had to kind of mix and match a little bit because of all these injuries, that's when things got a little sideways, and you can look at the bench scoring as a big factor of that as well.
Yeah, for sure, and I think this is the second straight game. I want to say the Orlando one was 61-20 in bench points, and this one was 60-21 in favor of the Hawks. So you're getting tripled up basically in bench points, and it's really hard. And I mean, this is a very, very minor silver lining, but it did look, you know, the offensive energy coming out of the gates was good. It looked like a team that had, you know, taking advantage of their 3 days rest. They were out in front a little bit, and it started to kind of waver a little bit as they broke the lineup. And then when it really kind of, you know, kind of carried on and they broke it again there in that second quarter, the Hawks went on that big run after it was 39-39. And I think Hornets had a little bit, again, coming out in the third quarter, 8-0 run. Atlanta matched it in 2 minutes. And then I think it ended up being a 23-8 run, including that Hornets first 8-0 run. So, yeah, it's tough. You know, I think it's just the depth thing, and the Hawks are dealing with it right now too. It's the positions that the Hornets are missing right now are just so, so glaring, with the starting center is really hurting the rebounding. The point guard is really hurting the playmaking and ball movement and offensive creation and getting to the basket. I mean, those are the two. You can just really, really tell how much they've needed LaMelo Ball, Mark Williams, and then top it off with kind of the complimentary pieces, Seth Curry, Cody Martin. It's just been tough, and this was a game that I think overall, given the three-day rest, it's a little disappointing that, you know, the effort issue was kind of a problem, but it's tough. You know, when you're at this point of the season and you've got 15 games to go, and it's been a very hard season, you've asked a lot of guys to do different things, and like you mentioned, you know, the playoffs certainly aren't in the cards this year. I think occasionally you're going to have games like this where it's just not there for one reason or another, and it certainly wasn't there last night for the Hornets.
And keep in mind, too, Atlanta's still playing for something. They are in possession of that 10 spot in the Eastern Conference, so they're hoping to get Trae Young back in time for the play-in tournament and make a little bit of a run. And, of course, give credit where credit's due. DeJounte Murray played a great game last night, 28 points. Bruno Fernando, a career-high 25 off the bench there for the Hawks, as well as Atlanta just continued to pound that bench points category, like Sam mentioned. Garrison Matthews, 20 points off the bench as well. I mean, basically, Bruno Fernando outscored the Hornets bench by himself 25-22. So just kind of goes to show you where the lack of depth was for the Hornets because of all the injuries last night. And Steve Clifford touched on it after the game as well, as it wasn't so much the lack of depth, but the lack of effort from the Charlotte team.
Well, it really happened in the first quarter when we broke the lineup. You know, as soon as we started subbing, our intensity went downhill. And, you know, we never really, you know, got it back. You know, it was that was just poor in effort. Just a team that's played hard all year, we just didn't try very hard. And, you know, we're not going to be able to do that. I thought Miles was very good, and really, in terms of effort, it ended there.
There's a little bit from Steve Clifford after last night's 132-91 loss. Hornets get a chance to right the ship tomorrow in Cleveland. We will have a game preview for that coming up on tomorrow's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. But in the meantime, still a couple more segments here to go on this edition of the HHC as the Hornets fall 132-91 last night in Atlanta. Silver lining picks come your way right after this here on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances.
So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Rob Longo and Sam Perley, the lead writer of Hornets.com, with you on a Silver Linings edition of the HHC. Charlotte falling to 17-53 on the season now. Fourth consecutive loss for the Hornets after that 132-91 loss in Atlanta last night. Still have the season series lead, though, against the Hawks, 2-1. We'll look to win it outright, 3-1 here in a couple weeks when the Hornets head back to Atlanta to finish out the regular season on that final road trip of the campaign. But in the meantime, some silver lining performances is the name of the game here in this segment. Sam, as a couple to pick from, Miles Bridges with a team-high 27 points, one off of the game-high. Nick Richards, 12 points, 16 rebounds. Brandon Miller was also in double figures as well. Who is your silver lining pick from last night's game?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Miles Bridges. It's really, really good. I think brought good energy in that first quarter. Like you mentioned, had 12 points, finished with team-high 27. Shot pretty efficiently, and it felt like the shot selection was better. And, you know, in the last, you know, few games, he's had, you know, a handful of them where it's settling for long pull-up twos or taking quick threes. I think overall the Hornets offense had some issues with that a little bit, particularly in that second half of the second quarter. It felt like some of the offense possessions were a little too quick, but it was good to see Miles get some baskets going down. Last three games coming into this one, he'd only been shooting 39.6% and was only 6% from three. He was only 1 of 15. So to see four of those go down on a pretty efficient 7 attempts and 11 of 19, which is over 50%, and the 5 rebounds and the 2 blocks, that was a good performance, and it was mentioned by Steve Clifford after the game as well.
Micić around Fernando, bounce pass, nice move to Williams, throws over the top. Poku, corner three, no, it's a pass underneath for Miles Bridges, who throws it down. A ferocious two-handed Dr. Pepper dunk puts Bridges into double figures. He's got 10.
Without Miles in the game last night, I don't even want to think about where the Hornets would have been in this one. Again, team high in minutes, team high in points, 37 minutes played, 11-19 from the field, shooting 4-for-7 beyond the arc. I mean, he didn't have a ton of action there in that second half, and he had a big third quarter, of course, but in terms of just like the scoring, 12 of his 27 coming in that second half, and most of that coming in that third quarter where he scored 10 in the third frame alone. But Miles Bridges continues to carry this team despite all the absences and the injuries here for Charlotte. And I know that there's some talk now, especially with Sam Farber. He's mentioned it a couple times here, especially in a broadcast last night, about Miles Bridges trying to continue that heavy workload of minutes average per game this season. Would be one of the most to do it in the NBA. And right now, I believe, is in that statistical category lead, which I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, it's great that Miles is able to be an Iron Man and be out there for so many minutes, but at the same time, you would like to maybe have him take a little bit of a break, but it's just not feasible right now because of all the injuries and the lack of depth because of those injuries. But at the same time, would be one of the few elite Hornets to lead the league in that category on any given season. So something to consider here moving forward over the final 12 games of the campaign here for the Hornets. But for me, in terms of silver lining picks, I'm going to go in a little bit of a different direction. Brandon Miller, I know, had the big game with 13 points, started around in the form a little bit there in the second half. Nick Richards, a monster effort on the glass with those 16 rebounds. But I'm going to go with a guy that's been in a little bit of a slump here as of late. That's Trey Mann.
Outlet to Micić on the run. Micić to Mann. Mann, long three. Yes, sir. Trey Mann drilling another Lowe's three-point shot. And a timeout will be taken here by Atlanta, as the Hornets have gone from down 18 to down 10 with an 8-0 run to start the second half.
Now, Trey may not have had a big scoring line or a big stat line. He finishes with just 9 points, but he also finishes with 9 assists as well. And if you listen a little bit more detailed there in that first segment recap that I touched on, Trey Mann had 6 points and 7 assists in that first half alone. So a little bit of a slower start in that second half for Trey Mann, but I thought that he played a pretty solid game in a contest where there wasn't a whole lot of energy from that bench that Steve Clifford talked about. Now, Trey Mann, of course, was in the starting lineup, but he's the kind of a guy that I feel like people view him in different ways in terms of what true position he kind of plays, quite frankly. I mean, he came in here over the trade deadline, and because of the way that the injury report was lacking there at the time, he was playing more of the point guard position, was able to facilitate. Now with Vasilije Micic kind of handling, I think, a little bit more of the point guard duties, Trey Mann's kind of slotted into that scoring role, and obviously that wasn't there last night, but the facilitation was there with the 9 assists. So he's able to kind of mix and match his game on how he needs to. I know he's frustrated with a couple of calls that didn't go his way in the game last night. You can kind of tell from his body language that things weren't quite going his way. And obviously that frustration is going to happen with the way that the Hornets lost the game 132-91. But Trey Mann's a guy that can be pretty sneaky here, and he can be one of those guys that, even though he might have not had a big flashy game statistically, he's still going to get the dirty work done. And I think the 9 points and the 9 assists really attest to that, Sam.
Yeah, that assist was a season high, or tied a season high. I think he had 9 in his first game with the Hornets. Yes. In that Memphis win back on February 10th. And going back his last 4 games, so counting this one and then the previous 3, Phoenix, at Philly, at Orlando, now at Atlanta, has a 27-4 assist-to-turnover ratio. So it's a little bit of a change in role with him. You know, maybe it's something to do with the injury that he missed 3 games in earlier this month. But I've been really impressed with him, the way he's been able to kind of adapt a little bit and then taking on different responsibilities and you know, he was being sort of the main ball handler, and now he's kind of a complimentary one with how well Micic has been playing. But to see him contribute in the assists, not turning the ball over, he's a phenomenal rebounder. Like I said, I've been really impressed with that. And, you know, it just looks like he's getting a little bit more comfortable out there. He's also had, going into this game, 6 steals in the previous 3 games. And this one, he had another one. So that's 7 steals in his past 4 games. So, again, really impressed with how he's able to contribute when he's not getting, you know, the kind of shot volume that maybe we saw early in his time with the Hornets.
Again, Charlotte falls last night 132-91 against the Hawks. Have a chance to turn it around tomorrow in Cleveland to take on the Cavs. But still one more segment to go on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. 12 games remaining on the docket for the Hornets, and have one of the toughest schedules remaining in all of the NBA. What do we want to see? What do we want to learn from this team here over the next dozen games? We'll talk about that next here on the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Senta.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Hornets will drop this one, and with it, their mathematical opportunity to make the postseason is snuffed out for the season. Charlotte falling to 17-53. It is their 4th straight loss, 11th in their last 13 tries, and there will be no play-in tournament or postseason period for Charlotte in 2024. Final score, the Hawks 132, your Hornets 91.
There's the final call from last night's game, as Sam Farber encapsulates it pretty well. There are no postseason basketball in the Queen City this season, unfortunately, mathematically eliminated from playoff contention with now a 17-53 record. Rob Longo and a lead writer of Hornets.com. Sam probably putting a button on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast today, and Sam wanted to touch on this as we kind of get down the home stretch here now that we had that long, lengthy off days, multiple off days here It's now in the rearview mirror. I know a lot of people on the team and around the organization was really looking at that as maybe a reset button. And then you come into Atlanta last night, you lose 132-91, and things do not get easier for the Hornets. In fact, they have the hardest strength of schedule remaining in terms of the average winning percentage of their opponents. The average strength of schedule remaining for Charlotte, 60%, 600 on that win percentage. You got two games still remaining against Boston, one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, one of the best teams in the Western Conference, multiple of those in terms of the Oklahoma City Thunder and the LA Clippers. The good news is both of those are going to be at home during this eight-game homestand. Cleveland three times in a span of about 2 weeks, which is a very bizarre schedule, and the fact that you don't see an Eastern Conference opponent until the end of March, it's kind of quirky on how that works out. Orlando's got one more game. You got one more game against the Magic here, and you got one more game against Dallas as well. There's not really any cupcakes left on this one in terms of weaker opponents. Atlanta is one of those ones in terms of the strength of schedule record-wise, but of course, we saw what happened last night down in Atlanta. Portland is on the schedule as well for the Hornets, who Charlotte did have success against a couple of weeks ago out in the Pacific Northwest post-All-Star break. So Sam, we got 12 games left here on the schedule. I know it looks very bleak right now, but it's one of those things where you're going to have to power through this, and this is a time for the Hornets to be really resilient. Go back to last season as well, where the Hornets had a little bit of a rough stretch down the end of the last couple games post All-Star break. LaMelo Ball was out. There were several other injuries. At the time, PJ Washington was able to notch a career high in points and pick up a win in Oklahoma City. You also had that game, the last game of the season in Cleveland, where the Hornets were able to go out on a high note, and Bryce McGowan's had a career high in that game scoring-wise as well. So there's always something to play for despite the record here over the last 12 games. So is there anything specific that you're keeping your eye on here over the last dozen games?
Looking at that schedule, like you mentioned, of the 12 remaining games, I would say at least nine of them are coming against teams that are going to be either battling for a play-in spot or a playoff spot or a top six seed or home court advantage or something. So you're going to be getting everybody's best shot coming down the stretch here. There are no really games that you can kind of go into it with, you know, and let up at all. So I think in terms of what you want to see from the Hornets these last 12 games, like you said, it is tough right now. It does feel a little bleak. That, you know, the depth problems, I mean, you know, they've got to play almost perfect every single night to put themselves in position to win. But, you know, I think at least me personally, I want to see the defense play well. I think that's something that they've made a lot of progress with since the deadline. I think going into this Atlanta game, it was maybe 6th or 7th during that time frame. I'm sure it probably dropped just a little bit after last night. But I go back to last year. I mean, they won a handful of those games. They beat Dallas twice to pretty much knock them out of the playoffs. They beat Oklahoma City. They had a lot of good wins down the stretch last year. And while it does feel a little bleak right now, I would love to see some of these, you know, Hornets go into some of these games and just catch somebody off guard and play spoiler. You know, that's the fun part. It's obviously not what we want to be doing at this time of year. You want to be, you know, playing games that are, you know, get you into the playoff, but be a spoiler. Make it difficult for these teams coming in, knowing that this isn't just going to be a, you know, a pushover win so they can kind of take one step closer to what they're trying to get. So just take it game by game, have the right approach, and, you know, you're going to have to get some big performances from throughout the roster right now, particularly off that bench, the way it's kind of laid out with the injuries. So you really just want to see effort. You want to see a good approach. You want to see good energy. In what's been a very tough season, like you said, you just want to finish on the best high note that you can.
And I feel like this is the other thing that I'm keeping an eye on, at least, or something that I want to see, is just the fact that Steve Clifford talks a lot about how it's one thing if people want to use the T word, tank. If people want to tank, you don't do that to build a culture. Like, that's just not what you do. You want to build winning habits. And I think over these last 12 games, that's what you want to see, is you want to see building of winning habits. And unfortunately, obviously, that hasn't happened this season with a 17-53 record. But at the same time, too, there have been glimpses. There has been flashes of that potential and those winning habits. I mean, you talk about maybe the mentality of the team post-trade deadline. You got guys in here like Grant Williams and Seth Curry. Those are native guys of Charlotte that maybe it means a little bit more to put on that Hornets jersey for them. Maybe that's something that they really take a lot of pride on, and that's a little bit of a trickle-down effect to the rest of the team. Miles Bridges has always been one of those leaders on this team as well, and he leads by example with the way he plays the game and how he continues to be a workhorse for this team. You got other guys that come in from different situations that that just quite frankly did not work out for them. Alexi Pokuševski gets waived by Oklahoma City. He's come in here now. He's putting forth an effort. Davis Bertans and Vasilije Micic fell out of the rotation in OKC. Now they're getting heavy minutes as well. Trey Mann, you can add him to that list also. So there's always opportunities here, I feel like, for people to really solidify themselves. And I look at this more so as momentum going into the following season. I mean, you go back to last year as well, where things just did not go right. I touched on it previously. You touched on it as well. That sweep against Dallas that really put them out of the playoff picture. Then you have the game against Oklahoma City where, again, it wasn't the OKC of this season, but it was still a significant win where the Hornets were shorthanded. PJ Washington goes out and has a career night. Last game of the season, I know Cleveland rested a lot of their guys, but that was a come-from-behind win for the Hornets, and Bryce McGowan's puts together a career-high 22 points. So there's always something to play for, especially in the NBA, whether it's a contract for next season or roster spot or minutes for the following year as well. There's always something to look at on an NBA roster, and I feel like that's what you're going to see over the next 12 games or so. You're not going to see guys checked out or anything like that. You're going to see a lot of effort, because if you don't put forth this effort in the last dozen games, that can really set you up for failure moving forward, especially in the offseason, going into next season as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And you know, Steve Clifford's talked a lot about these past couple weeks is, you know, there's not going to be a time where it's okay, everyone's healthy. Now it's you just flip the switch and now it's time to start winning. As you've got to do these things right now, and you still got to have the right approach and the right habits. A lot of these games are losing right now. We know it's because of depth issues, and it's because of not being able to match up with the other side, just given the injuries and the absences and everything like that. But you can't necessarily control that, but you can control the approach. You can control the energy you bring, the attitude, and the habits, because when they do get to the other side of this, and it is time to kind of take that step forward, if you don't have that and you've never really worked on it and you haven't kind of gone through it in the past, it doesn't just magically appear. And, you know, we don't have to get into a bigger conversation, but, you know, there are teams around the league right now that have kind of gone we'll call it the tanking route of kind of setting themselves up to lose as many games as possible, maybe in a, you know, more strategic manner, for, you know, lottery odds. And you know, this was supposed to be the year they start winning, and you don't just flip the switch and it starts. So, yeah, there's a lot to play for these final 12 games. I know it doesn't necessarily feel like that from a win-loss standpoint, but I think you just take it one game at a time, try and play spoiler. And, you know, there's a lot of guys on this roster right now that are playing for themselves, their team, and you know, so yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm excited for it. 8-game homestand will be a lot of fun, and hopefully they can pick up at least a few wins and kind of go out on a high note.
We'll see what happens over the final 12 games of the season here, as the Hornets will look to get off of that 4-game losing streak tomorrow in Cleveland, taking on the Cavs. Again, Cleveland missing a couple of injuries as well, a couple of key players, so going to be a tall task one way or the other for Charlotte, but that's why they play them for a reason. You never know what's going to happen any given night in the NBA. Sam Farber will have your preview podcast of that one tomorrow. Sam Perley, thank you for joining me on this edition, though, of the Hornets Hivecast. We'll talk to you Tuesday after Hornets and Cavs.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
And thanks to all of you for tuning in as well. For Sam Perley, I'm Rob Longo saying so long. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Sam Farber will talk to you tomorrow, getting you set for Hornets and Cavs on tomorrow's edition of the HHC.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.